8:31. Ah, the cupcakes have arrived. Here's Samantha. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
These are works of art. You can't eat these. She's been up all night making us cupcakes. She's the show's resident cupcake expert. She's from the Pretty Cake Company in Witney, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Go on, if this is an example of what you do, then you must be fantastic.
Thank you.
What's a cupcake then? How does a cupcake vary from a fairy cake?
I would say that a cupcake's probably more of an American terminology. Fairy cakes, I think, we sort of think of those as when we were children, I think.
Yes.
But for me, you can vary the sizes in them. You've got petit four sizes like we have here.
If you'll excuse the pun.
We've got a petit four size one there, which is basically a two-biter, I would say.
Two-biter? You want a bet?
And that one's vanilla sponge with the vanilla buttercream, and then we've sprinkled it with edible glitter and then topped with two little pink hearts. On a stand, when they're sprinkled with edible glitter, they really do sort of stand out and can look quite stunning.
It's beautiful. It's only tiny, but it's beautiful. Sprinkled with the edible glitter and two little hearts on the top. That's the petit four type cupcake.
That's the petit four.
What else have we got?
And then we've got some larger cupcakes, which is probably more a fairy cake size.
Yeah, fairy cake size. But once again, with the icing on them.
Yes.
What sort of icing's
that?
That's
a vanilla buttercream icing.
Yeah.
And then we've got it sprinkled with pink sugar.
Pink
granules
sugar.
And then it's topped with a little white sugar flower.
And what's that one you've just produced from out of nowhere?
And this one's a
you're
chocolate.
Like a magician.
This one's a chocolate cupcake with chocolate swirls on the top with a pale pink gerbera on the top.
Well, it's National Cupcake Week this week. Why do you think cupcakes are so trendy, Samantha?
Well, we've certainly seen an increase in orders and inquiries specifically for weddings. I think brides like the idea of sort of the flexibility that they offer.
Yeah.
You can make the cupcakes specific to your colour scheme for a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
You can tie themes in, matching icings with bridesmaids' dresses and topping the cakes with flowers that maybe match her bouquet.
Mm.
And also you can offer a wide variety of flavours to cater for different tastes of your guests.
See, these are beautiful. Harry went to a wedding just a while ago and the whole wedding cake was a series of lots and lots of cupcakes.
Yes,
that the trend?
It is at the moment. We've offered a 7-tier stand full of cupcakes.
7 tiers, you say?
And it can look a really spectacular centrepiece for the wedding.
Mm. Birthdays as well,
birthdays, they're so versatile. You can use them for birthdays, christenings even. We've done them for christenings, weddings. Even when babies are born, instead of sending flowers, send a cupcake.
See what I mean? Cupcakes, they could take over the world. In fact, I think they are. You're certainly very busy on the cupcake front.
Yes,
Is it taking over the traditional cake front or not quite?
Probably not quite at the moment. I mean, traditional cakes are always popular, I think.
Mm. You've had any unusual requests for cupcakes?
For cupcakes? I did some...
Are they expensive?
For weddings, I would say that the smaller sizes probably are comparable with a 3-tier wedding cake. I would say that you probably get the same sort of value for money as you would a 3-tier wedding cake.
And sorry, I interrupted you. What was the most odd request cupcake wise?
I've had a couple. I had a lady contact me from Canada a few months ago, and she wasn't able to attend her sister's 30th birthday. So she emailed me and said, "Is there any chance that you could get some cupcakes to my sister in Longhambra?" So Longhambra is only 5 miles away from me, so we whipped up a batch and got them up to her for her birthday. So it was nice, the fact that her sister could do something for her, even though she was all that distance away. But with regards to design, one that I did a few weeks ago was for a newborn baby, and we did some cupcakes that had little babies peeking out of blankets on the top, and
you can
they
do
went
that.
Down yeah and they went down really, really well. Just something a little bit different,
I can imagine. So then, what's the secret ingredient? How do you make a cupcake? Come on, get your Delia Smith, get your Nigella Lawson hat out, and tell me what makes a perfect cupcake.
I would say to use the best quality ingredients you can. I always use organic ingredients where possible, and when we're doing vanilla cupcakes especially, use a good quality vanilla extract. None of these essences, which are no good really, but a good quality vanilla extract goes a long way.
How long in the oven for these boys?
Oh, about 20 minutes, I would say.
20 minutes, you
say? Maybe it's about 10 to 15 for the smaller ones.
And then there's the icing and the decoration to do, yes, which you do beautifully now. Were you really up all night creating our cupcake selection today?
Well, I've already finished about 10 o'clock last night. They were always fresh to order.
Harry's got an idea. Come on in, Harry, with your idea, because these are so beautiful that we don't want to give them away to overfed journalists in the newsroom, do we? What's your idea, Harry, now?
Well, how many cakes are there here?
How many cakes
have
we got?
I think there's probably about 30 fairy cake size and then a dozen petit four size.
Well, we're not going to...
Hold on, he's quenching eye now.
Melt's got half one in his mouth, but they look absolutely beautiful. They smell beautiful as well. And what are we going to do with them? So I just thought we should give them away.
Okay. To a deserving cause.
To anyone,
absolutely fine.
Any deserving cause who wants these, text us. I will call you back. If you can pop round and collect them this morning, you can have them and give them out to whoever you want to. But they look beautiful and smell fab.
He's trying to get an OBE, that's what it is. For charity, to the community.
I don't want any. I don't need anything like that. I don't need rewards.
Listen, well, that's a nice idea. If you could use 30 of the finest cupcakes in the land, because at Pretty Cake... the Pretty Cake Company in Witney, they are the finest. You are the finest in the land.
I'd like to think so.
And you're the show's resident cake maker from now
on. Apparently I am now.
Yeah, you are now. Sorry about that. Beautiful, as light as a feather. Can you use 30 delicious, beautiful cupcakes today? If you can, give Harry your ring, and we're going to give them away, because we don't deserve them, really, even though they're so beautiful. We're going to give them away to a deserving cause. I don't know, you might have a day centre or whatever. You tell us what it is, and we've got 30 cupcakes here, beautifully decorated, waiting for you to celebrate National Cupcake Week with you. Samantha, how long's the Pretty Cake Company been going, and are you recession-proof in the cake-making business?
It all started off probably about 6 years ago as a hobby, and then gradually increased for demand has meant that I've launched it as a proper business.
You're not on your own, are you?
At the moment, I am.
You?
Yes.
Oh, you better get back to cake making. Well, well done. Seriously, it's really good of you to come on in cook for us and show us your wares and. Well, we'll see you again now. You're our resident cake maker.
I will be at Heythrop Park Wedding Fair on Sunday as well.
Oh, good.
So we'll be giving away samples there as well.
Look out for her at Heythrop
Park. Heythrop Park.
Park.
Yeah,
and say, you were the one on the Boyden show. You're Boyden's resident cake maker. Just say that to her and she'll know where she's standing. Well done, Samantha.
Lovely.
Well done. 8:39 now.